Greetings in the wonderful name of our adorable Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn. I'm going to ask your attention now, please, to the Gospel by St. Luke, chapter 13. We have a very interesting question asked there. At verse 23 it says, "Then saith one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them," for he did not answer him. It was a question that he considered not worthy of an answer, because this man who presented the question was unconcerned about himself. And so it's interesting what we do read in the verses that follow. "And the Lord said to them, Strive to enter in straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able." Why? Well, here's the reason. "When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God." Now, we said to you that we hope to say something about the saddest word in all the Bible. We certainly have been saying a great deal, or at least allowing God to say something to us, about the sweetest word in all the Bible, and that little word is a little word of four letters, C-O-M-E, come, an invitation of grace, an invitation of mercy. Now, the saddest word in all the Bible is the word that we read to you in this 13th chapter, and it is the word, "Depart from me." Oh, I couldn't think of anything filled with such pathos. I couldn't think of anything so sad. I could not think of anything so terrible as to hear from that blessed one, "Depart from me." Now he's saying, "Come unto me, come unto me." But you know, the grace, the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ will one day be exhausted, and to the very ones who have been invited, and to the very ones that he has made urgent appeals to, he's going to change his attitude, and he'll say to them, "Ye would not come unto me." Or he said, "In the days when he's here, ye will not come unto me, that you might have life." And of you, he would have to say, "You would not come unto me. You had the opportunity, but you did not come." Now, in this very solemn portion, we saw that the time when men will attempt to come will be after the door has been closed, because the master of the house is going to rise and shut to the door. And I take it that there will be a great many on the outside, and if you will notice, they are specially brought before us in verse 26. "Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets." In other words, they were trying to present a reason as to why they should be on the inside. Now, I take it they must have been religious when it says they ate and they drank in his presence. I certainly believe this means that they partook of the sacraments. Yes, that God himself in the person of his Son did ordain. And the one ordinance that still remains to the church, and that word is, "This do till I come. As oft as you do this, you show the Lord's death till he come." And of course, the simple elements were first of all spoken of by the Lord Jesus Christ, instituted by him, and then given later to Paul, our apostle. But I want to ask you, do you expect to be in the kingdom of God? And if you do not come, these are the words that you're going to hear from him: "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." And then we get the fearful place described, to which all go who do not come. And this is it. He says, "There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out." But you know, there's a cheering note here. It says, They shall come from the east and from the west, from the north and the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. You come today, and God's guarantee you'll be there in the coming glory.